Hi, my name's Catherine MacDonald. I'm at the University of Cambridge in the Faculty of Classics, and I'm a second year PhD student. My thesis title is South Oscan, Language Contact in an Epigraphic Corpus Language. So, do you consider yourself to be bilingual? If you said no, you probably think you're pretty normal. But actually, around 75% of the world's population today is bilingual, meaning that they use two or more languages regularly in their daily life. They might have one language for work and one for home, or they might speak a different language at church than with their friends, but there are a lot of bilinguals out there. And we can apply what we know about modern bilingual speakers to the past, so in my PhD, I'm applying it to ancient Italy. In the ancient Mediterranean, there were hundreds of languages. There were cities and communities in ancient Italy that spoke Latin and Greek and Etruscan, and some you might not have heard of, like Oscan and Umbrian, Messapic and Venetic. And all these people had their own languages, but also their own alphabets and their own ways of writing stuff down. What they had in common is that they were all living in Italy and they all ran into each other a lot, so probably most of them were bilingual. So in my PhD, I'm looking at one of the languages you might not have heard of, Oscan. I'm thinking about how we can apply our knowledge of bilingualism in the modern world to the study of Oscan. So for example, Greek speakers like to curse people by writing their names on lead tablets and putting the tablets into graves. And Oscan speakers do the same thing, but they use Greek characters and Greek words to make the curse look as Greek as possible. But they don't use so much borrowing from Greek in things like official inscriptions set up by magistrates. This is just like speaking a different language at work to the one you use at home. Or if you're a monolingual speaker, it's a bit like not swearing in front of your grandmother. In linguistics, we call an area of your life a domain, and everybody speaks differently in different domains, whether you have another language to choose from or not. What I want to show in my thesis is that the interaction between Oscan and Greek happens differently depending on the domain of the text. This research is funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council, UK. Thanks very much for listening.